Well, we're sure excited that you're here tonight with us at Westford Baptist Church. So let's stand together and let's sing a song this evening, Joy to the World. We'll sing three stanzas on the first.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy.
What better way to celebrate the Christmas season than with a classic Christmas story? A Christmas Carol, Miracle on 34th Street, It's a Wonderful Life, The Nutcracker, or Polar Express. While all these stories entertain and foster a holiday spirit, they're just that, fictitious stories. Tonight, we celebrate a time-honored story, but not just any story. Rather, one where truth is being spoken into our hearts and lives through the birth of a child, the Messiah. One born to bring light and hope for all who believe. John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. In a world full of uncertainty and despair, the birth of Christ brings hope in spite of loss. Just as those awaiting the Messiah more than 2,000 years ago, oh, how we wait for his return. Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us. Titus 2:13-14.
Christ has come. Christmas time is often consumed with searching for just the right presents, decorating the tree, hanging stockings, and planning for the perfect meal. We find ourselves so swept up in the hustle and bustle of the season that we have lost the wonder of God's great gift to us in the birth of His Son, Jesus Christ. May this year not be just another Christmas, but one that proclaims glory to God in the highest.
Sidewalks, crowded stores, some That night so long ago in Bethlehem was anything but just another Christmas. The world, dark with sin, was in need of a Savior. The long-awaited King had finally come. Jesus was willing to leave the glory and splendor of heaven to be born as a baby lying in a manger, who would one day make the ultimate sacrifice of his life for mine, bringing peace to all mankind. And to think all of this was done with us in mind under Bethlehem skies. Imagine the excitement in Bethlehem that night as the angels sang of the marvelous news of the newborn king. The heavens celebrated because the long-awaited Emmanuel was finally here. Shepherds and angels couldn't keep this joyful, wonderful news to themselves. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." We'll be right back.
celebrated because the long awaited Emmanuel was finally here. And in the fields abiding, shepherds heard the tidings when the angel of the Lord appeared. And it was joyful,
joyful,
wonderful,
wonderful
news of a newborn king. It was marvelous,
marvelous,
glorious,
glorious.
How it made the angels sing. Imagine all the praises must have been amazing to hear the heavens ring
with marvelous, glorious, joyful, wonderful news of the newborn
Joyful news like that traveled quickly. This child from heaven brought wise men from afar who fell at his feet bearing offerings of worship to their king. No one on earth deserves more praise than he. As we look forward to celebrating Christ's birth, may we consider what Christmas offering, worthy of his honor, we may bring to our king. Hebrews 13:15 says, "Therefore by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name."
To my King, the one on no matter what language is spoken, thankfulness to our King Jesus can be lifted up in praise for all that he has done for us. Nikosi Jesu, King Jesus, we thank you. Luke 2:20 says, "Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them." Nikosi Jesu.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. How humbling it is to think that Christ the Messiah, the one who created the starry skies, was born to be a sacrifice, giving us hope of eternal life, a king born to reign forevermore. Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
What makes Christmas time so appealing? Singing carols, hanging decorations, spending time with family and friends sitting by the fire, seeing the excitement in a child's eye. And yet the holidays are so painful for so many. The refugee who finds himself homeless, the woman waiting in an ICU room, the families left behind after losing someone too soon, anyone living with the shadow of past regrets. Has anybody here found joy in the midst of sorrow? Has anybody here seen his power? Just say amen. Romans 8:38-39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
This life is a journey we walk by faith, and there'll always be the mountain in our way. But right here in this moment, may our strength be renewed as we recall what God has done and how we've seen Him move. If there's anybody here who has found Him faithful, anybody here who knows He's able, say amen. If there's anybody here who has seen His power, anybody here brought through the fire, storm, hope for tomorrow.
if we could take the room and everybody that is here and just begin to put our testimonies on cardboard, it'd be amazing to see what God has done in people's lives. You know, life is oftentimes just filled with tragedy, isn't it? It's filled with heartache. It's filled with problems and difficulties. We can go all the way back to the beginning of our first family that was ever created. And the parents had to watch and see one of their sons kill his brother. We can go through the whole Old Testament and see all the tragedy, the different things that have happened. But you know, we don't even have to look in the Bible. We can look around us and we can maybe watch the news and we can see what's happening. And sometimes it's things that we're experiencing ourselves. Just this week, we've been watching the fires in Gatlinburg. And I just heard such a sad story of a mother and her two daughters in a car. They packed everything up and they were trying to leave. And she called her husband and said, she said, "Honey, the fire is over the road. I don't know what to do." And they weren't able to get out. They found them later. I just can't imagine that kind of a tragedy in a family. But you know, even as terrible as that tragedy is, and it's horrible, the greater tragedy really is to have such joyful, wonderful news that we have, that the choir has sung about, and yet a person still go through this life unprepared for eternity. What a sad story that would be. My friends, I just want to share with you, I know we have several pastors here. Pastors, we have joyful, wonderful news, don't we? And we're to be taking it to our community, to people around us, to the world around us, sending missionaries and so forth. But even here, in our own hometowns where we're at, there are folks that, man, they're going through some difficulties and their cardboard testimony would probably blow our minds. And yet God gives so much hope for them and so much promise. And you know, if we would just turn our hearts over to receive that joyful, wonderful news, God has promised to redeem us and to save us. I think of that song we were singing a moment ago, how people wait. You know, the people of the Old Testament, they were waiting and waiting and waiting for Messiah. And then when he came, he was rejected. Then when he was rejected, they waited, and on the third day he rose again. And now we are here, and we're waiting for his return. And as that song says, he shall reign. That is exciting. And church, I want to encourage you. Pastors, I want to encourage you. We have joyful, wonderful news, and we ought to be excited about sharing that with the world around us. Amen? Would you stand with me tonight? I'm going to ask one of our ladies to just go play on the piano softly for just a moment. And I know we have several pastors here and others, and we have some folks that are our guests tonight, and we're so glad that you're here. But there's one song in there in particular that really touched my heart. And that's that song, "Don't Just Let This Be Another Christmas." My friend, maybe you're here and you've never settled things with the Lord. I cannot think of a greater, more exciting way than to open your heart and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and receive that joyful, wonderful news that He offers to us. With every head bowed as she plays, if you're here tonight, you say, "Pastor, I've never received that, but God's spoken to me, and I don't really want this just to be another Christmas. I want to open my heart and receive Christ. I want to know Him. I want to receive that joyful, wonderful news." If you're like that here tonight, I want to encourage you, my friend. Would you slip your hand up and let me pray for you? I will not come to you or embarrass you. But would you slip your hand up just so that I could pray for you? Amen. Those of us that are here that we have received that joyful, wonderful news, We've been commanded and instructed to take that to the world around us. John 14, Jesus said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That is exciting. We are awaiting that. But what joyful, wonderful news we have to spread. Father, as we come before you today, I thank you for the opportunity to sing to these folks that are here. Lord, I pray that it's been an encouragement. I pray that it's been an encouragement to pastors to go and to just think of the words of these songs and just rejuvenate them and make them excited as they get into their pulpits and they preach the gospel, the good news. Lord, I pray for those that are here that they've never received you. Lord, I pray that you would help them, give them the boldness, give them the courage that they might open their hearts and say, you know what? It is time. I don't want this just to be another Christmas, but I want that joyful, wonderful news that is in Christ. And may they open their hearts to you tonight. And Lord, we pray all of these things in your Son's name. Amen.